panel, and I happen to be the chair for the panel. The focus, of course, is to be an enabler for the growth of the domain name industry. We wish to examine existing efforts in capacity building as well as development area in general. And we would like to advise on how to strengthen those existing programs, and there are a number of them, but we would like to see them flourish. At the same time, we would like to ensure that the public responsibility department's programs also advance. And we would like to make a proposal defining the framework of the activities, the focus areas, potential partners, sources of funding, and so on, for this kind of activity within ICANN. Next, please. These are the panel members, and you can see they are from all over, quite diverse. Some of them are well known in the community. Some of them are new, fresh, but also very active in the same area. And some of the familiar ones are Tim Berners-Lee, who might be joining us on the conference call. Likewise, Blake is familiar, and Bob, I'm sure you also know him quite well. In addition, there are others, such as Raul, with extensive experience in the with the UNDP, which will be some good value for us. We also have Naveen, who has been doing a lot of work in Egypt in a related area. And we have Sumitra, who is also at Cornell and also with keen interest in this area as well. And they may be calling in to also interact with you. Next, please. The panel's work began in October and will conclude in late January. The output is a short report, very high-level report, with, of course, a public presentation of what we found, and present at least some principles and explore what options for a way forward. Next. In looking at existing documents on ICANN, you notice that there are several public interests, mandates in there, and all of these are the basis for which we want to expand the program. We've also taken a look at the regional organizations and the regional strategies and the engagement that is going on, at least of these three groups. And we would like those to be important part of our consideration. We also see some common themes among the regional strategies. And the first important one is the stability of the internet, the DNS system. We also see attempts to improve competition and, of course, consumer trust, and offering choices as a common theme among the regional strategies. And then also the core operations, how to improve them for the purpose of their communities. And overall, we want to create a very healthy, active ecosystem. And those are strong themes that we see from the regional strategies. We are interested in knowing what the focus areas have been so far in ICANN's efforts in this area, because recall, we don't want to lose any of the good things that ICANN has been doing in this area. So we must at least have a strong inventory of what we have been doing so far. And of course, we need to determine who we are targeting. And there's a wide range. And you can see that it may depend on what role we are asking ICANN to play. That will also determine the kind of targets that we're working with. The questions in moving forward is, what should the target areas be? And we would like you to tell us. How do we target these audiences that we have? And which stakeholders should be added to the target list? It's not our intention to say anything because we've just started, but we think you know and you have a lot of experience which we value as opportunities And so we are only here to ask you to tell us frankly how you want us to move this forward. And if you can tell us what targets, which audiences, and what stakeholders we need to reach out to, that would be very, very helpful. If you can go as far as telling us what role you want ICANN to play and give us even objectives, we'll be very, very grateful. So I think with that, I say welcome, and let's see what we can do this afternoon. So the mic is open, and we would like you to tell us what you wish us to do in this area. Please go ahead.
So, sorry, do you want to go ahead? Okay. Take me 5 minutes to wake up. So on one of the other strategy panels that was looking at ICANN and its role and responsibilities within the internet ecosystem more in that space, there was a strong focus also on not expanding the mission and mandate of the organization, so really adhering to that. And one of the topics that had been raised in that had been looking at that dialogue from the perspective of ICANN has different roles, and how to look at its responsibilities in the internet ecosystem in the context of those roles, to look at how to discipline in that area. Now, this had to do with more the ICANN and the internet governance sort of ecosystem on that front. But I wonder whether there's been any discussion in the context of also this dialogue, and as one is looking at who to target and why, where one defines the limitations of ICANN's role, and then where there's the windows of opportunity for creative partnerships in other institutions or other organizations or other stakeholders. So I just pose that as a question from a theme that came up in one panel.
And I just want to state that's Teresa Swinehart for the record.
Well, thank you very much. We welcome the input. We are sure that the ecosystem requires us to address some of these issues. Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak here. Now, it's Cheryl Langdon Orr for the record. I see a lot of potential moving parts here, and I wanted to come up to say a list in bullet points may not be doing us as much justice as a more dynamic diagram, particularly for those who I've worked with over many years who are not working in English as their first language, and in many cases presentation skills come along with the language that you have. Anything that appears to be in a hierarchical order seems to be in exactly that, an order of priority or importance. And of course I can tell you what the at-large community would say if I was to give a priority of importance that had registries and registrars as number one, and particularly youth at the bottom of the spectrum. I think it's really important that we look at how we present our material here. You've got a very short amount of time to do a very important piece of work, and I think you've got to target the message very effectively first time out. And I'm here very clearly speaking on my own capacity, but I have recent memory from that of the at-large community that I've been engaged with, and I do not see that on the list. So it would behoove me to mention that it is part of ICANN, and I would expect, therefore, part of who you are targeting. And I need to just mention that women should go simply across all of that, as should youth, because that is your future, and that is 50% of your population in any of those sectors. That simply means you should target perhaps women in business, when women in business is appropriate. You should target youth when youth in a particular feature is, but it needs to be just part of the DNA across all of these things. And I just want to say one other thing. I see no reference to those who are not already engaged. I see a listing, in fact, of people who are to some extent or other, already engaged and already being targeted. We need to do a better job, but there's a couple of billion more people to be engaged with this. And I think that catch-all somewhere might be a little bit appropriate. And when we go down that pathway, we probably need to also add in a classification of disadvantaged, however disadvantaged is in this context defined. And I'm thinking there you should use terminology like access to, rather than try and drill down to final level. And I hope I haven't wasted too much of your time.
No, thank you very much. This is what we want to hear.
Thank you. Chris Chaplow. I was at the Durban meeting and at the strategic planning session, brainstorming session at the Durban meeting, and probably because I was sitting in the wrong place, I ended up in the group that was discussing ICANN acting in the public interest, which is obviously a difficult one, and you've got a tough job ahead. Slightly prepared for it in a way, because it's been on the agenda at our CSG breakfast on a Tuesday morning. So, but towards the end of the discussion, in fact, we'll have to dig out the notes. I think there is the if you go to the public forum section of the Strat Plan, there's a 15-page document with all the bullet points. You can dig them out from there. But I was surprised Peter Dengate-Thrush actually commenting at the end, oh, it's impossible for ICANN to act in the public interest because the public is everybody. And looking at, so really coming to a point, looking at who are we targeting, I think you're heading in the right direction, and it's, I think it's just got to be multidimensional. I think you've got to look at it as you would look at a sort of marketing plan and look at all the different, or groups, if you like, and as Cheryl pointed out, well, I suppose that's not groups, is it, but governments and women in the same group, or they're just bullet points in line, I suppose. So we look at different groups, obviously include men as well, please, and so on, but you know where we're heading. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Not to worry, academia goes everywhere also. I have some more reaction from you. Anything else you want to tell us? Yes, please.
For the record, I'm Behr Esmat. I'm with ICANN. So one of the things we've been struggling with at ICANN, especially in developing countries, is that we get requests for to participate in activities, projects, initiatives that may not fall directly under ICANN's remit, and we find ourselves in a situation where, okay, whether we should or could participate in those initiatives or not. And oftentimes we say, well, this is not our area, and we direct the requester to go and talk to other folks. So I think one of the things, we need to consider is how ICANN could broaden its engagement scope while at the same time maintaining its mission, remit, and all this. We're not trying and we're not willing to expand our mandate or scope of work, but there might be merit in engaging in broader activities that, broadband, take it an example, broadband in Africa and developing countries is a big thing. And obviously it's not an ICANN thing, but we can't be talking about developing domain name industry while we have major problems with infrastructures, content, and so forth. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Just out of curiosity, have we left out some groups that we should be targeting? Just, to get a sense of whether we are nearing closure or we are diverging. So if you have any views on that, that would be useful. In the meantime, we do have all of our colleagues on the phone. They are also welcome to, at this point, maybe make some comments. So if that's fine, Raul, do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you very much, Nee, for putting me in the spot. I want to comment on the target groups. And I agree it should be multidimensional. And the work we do in UNDP, for example, is targeting people who are disadvantaged. That's our main goal. And if you look at the data on the internet, we know that the access is probably 2.5, 2.6 billion people, which means that most people are not connected, and we should target those people. We should actually make them connected and hopefully deliver some services to them. So we see that as a very important population in our work. Women, of course, are essential. As you know, women face a lot of challenges when it comes to internet access, not only access, but also cultural challenges, economic challenges, and so on and so forth. And youth, in most developing countries, youth are the majority of people, and they are the future of those countries. And they're actually quite active in many countries where you can see innovation happening on the ground by these young people who actually want to make a difference. So all those different stakeholders are part of our goal.
Thank you very much. Naveen, are you on the line? Bob, how do you chime in on all these? How does it feel?
We had a very interesting session before this, our private session. And one of the things, the ideas that we came up with or brainstormed around was to sort of, when most people, when they think of the public interest, you sort of think of things externally. But I think we concluded that there's a set of external things, but there's also maybe adding a public interest test to the things that happen inside of ICANN when, you know, for example, maybe as part of when new top-level domains are done or at the part of the decision process should be, do they serve the public interest? And, you know, I think that's a, to me, that was an interesting idea. So I think it's, you know, we're trying to look broadly at how to apply this, the public interest question, not just, you know, maybe bringing people into ICANN, but making ICANN's processes in general more focused on this.
Do you have some more things to share with us? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you. That was Tim Berners-Lee. Is Sumitra on the line? Okay. Some more opportunities from the community. Rinalia, can you help us out here?
Nee, you put me on the spot. Thank you. I think you heard me yesterday. This is Rinalia Abdurrahim. I'm a member of the At Large Advisory Committee. I think you heard me yesterday when I said that I had great difficulty in trying to grapple with the concept of public responsibility, leaving out the word framework first, in just focusing it on capacity building. Because I think that when you think about ICANN and its public responsibility, it's not just about going out there and doing something, looking at it as similar to having some kind of corporate social responsibility outlook, but rather to look at itself in terms of how it is structured, how it is doing its work, and whether or not it is carrying out a public responsibility, because within its remit, it's supposed to look after the global public interest. And so that was why I introduced yesterday the idea that in this particular work or strategy, we should look at dimensions of how ICANN is being accountable, being transparent in its work. How do we enhance that? And right now, ICANN has this accountability and transparency review team about to come up with recommendations to the board. And we need to think about how do we enhance that, because I'm not sure how well that's going to be enforced within ICANN itself. And also, there is another strategy area, which is operational excellence, which goes in tangent with, in parallel with this strategy. And to me, I think that if ICANN is serious about its public responsibility, then it must be excellent in its operations. So to me, I think public responsibility is much higher level than the other areas of the strategy itself. And I don't know if it's too late, but could we reframe? So that is my input. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We'd like to have more inputs because we are just at the beginning. Marilyn?
Thank you. My name is Marilyn Cade. I may be repeating a bit of a conversation that I've had with a couple of you, but going back many, many years to 1996, 1997, and 1998, when we were thinking about what system or organization might be taking on the coordination of functions that had previously been done by someone who was so highly respected for his integrity and so revered by all of us for the decisions and the work and the thoughtfulness that he put into laying the groundwork that we then built on. Everything about John Postel, and I just wanted to say that one of the things I've noticed, which kind of leaves me sad, is that I don't hear enough about our recollection of the almost the foundational spirit that we came into ICANN with. And I think that we came into that foundational spirit with an assumption, or at least I did, that we were going to work in what was a shared space, and that acting in the public interest in the decisions that we make on policy and on everything has to include an aspect of acting in the public interest because the internet is a shared space. I went through a very sad period during many of the decisions that were taken on the new GTLD development of policy because we began to talk about commercial opportunity. And I look at the role we play in this space as being more about creating an environment where we can be accountable and transparent for the decisions and the actions that we take that enable the internet and the World Wide Web to continue to grow and flourish, but that we're not about competition and creating business opportunity per se. So I think we're missing right now something, at least I see this. So many of the new people who came to ICANN because they were drawn in by the new GTLD program have absolutely no understanding of the history that created ICANN or the fundamental responsibilities that you have when you operate in a shared space. Many of them don't understand why we're spending so much time now talking about the threats and risk in the external ecosystem, because they don't understand that that basically is going to prevent them from even being able to do business, and that they have a responsibility to work to make the fundamentals work right. So I'm really thrilled to have the work of the STRAT panel. But I guess I'm going to say one other thing. I think we need to think hard about the language. Public responsibility means something to governments that it doesn't really resonate to business users. And I don't think contracted parties probably quite grasp that. To me, if we can think more, and maybe we just do it with a footnote if we end up agreeing with it, that acting in the public interest when we make decisions that affect the shared space, then I think we may be able to convince more people to embrace the concepts that I think brought us to creating ICANN.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel Hickson, ICANN staff. I would just like to applaud what you're doing in this panel. I just see it as critically important. It was I wasn't going to say anything because I had my, I suppose, opportunity to say things through other venues. And then Marilyn said something about public responsibility and people coming into ICANN. And certainly I joined ICANN through a deep belief in what ICANN does and what the internet means for the wider community. And part of that is the public responsibility, I think, that we all have. And to me, having worked in the UK government for about 25 years, the public responsibility was deeply ingrained in that we were responsible in whatever we did to the public. And I think in that context, ICANN is responsible to the wider public in various ways. And ICANN touches a constituency much, much wider than just registrars or registries or business users. It touches internet users. It enables what everyone strives for to take place. And when I have the privilege to talk to students, when I have the privilege to talk to young people in the European region about what the internet means for them and the possible threats of the future, they don't necessarily want to understand what ICANN does in terms of the domain name system. But when we explain to them that we have just, you know, some slight sort of locus in terms of keeping the internet single and open, then they really relate to that, because keeping the internet as the internet is what they strive for, and which I think so many people strive for. So I think your work is tremendously important, and I applaud you.
Thank you very much. I need more, you know.
So I'm not, this is Teresa again, and I'm on ICANN staff. I wanted to come back to one of the points on the public interest responsibility on the internal part, I think that Bob had mentioned and had been referred to earlier, and the review processes under the affirmation of commitments have been going on now since its adoption, and so that could be an interesting piece of material to help address and look at the internal aspects that were being raised on the public interest responsibility and deliverance of that with regards to the organization's mission and responsibility. So I just flagged that for the audience and others also to take a look at in that context.
Rinalia Abdulrahim again. It just occurred to me that there is something that we could look at. I'm not exactly sure about how to phrase it. I just had a working group just now. It's about internationalized domain names. And internationalized domain names is actually quite important because it allows for multilingualism on the internet at the TLD level. That's what we're talking about right now. And there is the issue of variance. And variance is interesting because in many languages it is absolutely necessary because they are equal, considered as substitutes. The problem that I've encountered in dealing with this issue in ICANN is that it is not It is very hard to ensure consistency of user experience when they are using the internet in their own language because of the technical difficulty. And people are saying that it's not the DNS, it is the applications. And I am told all the time that we cannot enforce consistency, we cannot enforce uniformity or standardization. But I think that it's really important that we actually make that happen for the interests of the internet users. And I think that ICANN has a role, but because of its narrow remit, it's saying that ICANN cannot enforce this on others. It's a puzzle, it's a problem for me, and I don't know how to resolve it, but it affects everybody, and it is sort of like a public responsibility if we're talking about the world. So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know, Ni, maybe you can take it on. Thank you.
Oh, we hear you. Thank you. Just to reiterate, we are looking to addressing needs and interests of the community as well. So you really need to be more engaged. So whatever you have on your mind, it will be great for us to hear, you know, because this is a good chance face to face for you to tell us exactly how you are feeling. So any opportunity or anything you want to tell us will be very good.
We have a question from a remote participant. I'm Riccardo Ruffolo, the remote participation manager. So Graham Schreiber on the Adobe Connect room is asking, when will ICANN be more rigid and eliminate bad actors routinely conflicting with DRAA?
Okay, this is not exactly the focal point of the topic. However, let me find out if my colleagues may have a comment also.
Thank you.
Okay, we thank him for his comment, and we'll look for an appropriate forum to pass the question to. I think that would be okay. Any more? Is Sumitra back on the line? Yeah, please. Can you express yourself if you feel like?
This is Nora Abu Sitta. So just to give you a little bit of background, maybe this will encourage you to give us your feedback. The two things that we wanted to ensure when we tackled this issue is, one, we do not want to disregard the existing programs, and when we thought about that, we realized that there were many that we need to inventory that are already part of different ICANN departments. That's the first thing. And then the second thing we wanted to ensure was that if we base our approach, it has to be based on the regional strategies. The reason for that is the following. The regional strategies came from the bottom up. They were extremely representative of the various regions, and they were direct requests of regions that identified their own needs. And I'd like to ask you a little bit about the different approach. Do you approach this with one program for all, but then it may work for Latin America, but it will not work for Africa? Or do you keep doing what we're doing right now, and you let every region identify for itself what it needs and how to fix it with help and assistance from ICANN?
My name is Marilyn Cade. I'm the CSG officer for the business constituency in the GNSO. And my comment is addressing something that, from a business constituency perspective, we don't agree with the interpretation that was just made. And I want to be clear about it so that it's not misunderstood. We are very interested in the emergence of regional strategies, but the inclusion of all stakeholders in the different regions is at different stages of development. I think that was tactfully and diplomatically said. So now I'll explain what that means. When the regional strategy for Africa was first being developed, there was a significant exchange between me and Tarek, where I said, but it does not yet include businesses. And Tarek kept explaining to me the names of the people from business that were included, but it was businesses interested in being a contracted party. I give it just as an illustration, and to say that, in fact, I'd be a little cautious about saying that the regional strategies are bottom-up and that they are all robust enough yet in their inclusiveness. It would be strange if they could have been broadly inclusive because they're so young. So I do want to say, from a business perspective, we don't feel that we've developed enough input from business users into any of the regional strategies. It's very much work in progress, and we probably need to be able and working more closely with the regional teams on whatever we can do to contribute to identifying and attracting business users from that region who have the time and the inclination to be involved. But that's going to have to be done, Nora, with a bit of a global focus, then customized into the region. So I think I'm trying to say it's not going to be, it shouldn't be either or. In some cases, certain companies drive all of their policy and activity around an interest area like ICANN from a centralized source or a regionalized source. And in fact, the local businesses are forbidden to do policy. They must go back to the team. In other cases, the business is located in that region or that country, and everything comes from the country or the region. So it's a very diverse environment. I think also I'll say a word about small businesses. Small businesses around the world have very little time to be spending on policy issues that are not affecting their opportunity to develop jobs and pay bills. And I think we have to respect that as an organization. And we who do have the privilege of working in this space have to figure out how the regional strategy may be able to reach businesses through professional associations or other activities. I'll give an example that the business constituency and ICANN worked together with eInstituto here in the region to take advantage of the e-commerce days and to plug a two-hour workshop about ICANN and internet governance into something that business was coming to already. That worked very, very well in this region. In Africa, we're taking a different approach, as Nhi knows, and we're working with AFICTA to attract an interest to the ICT associations who reach then a community of businesses. So I give those examples only to say I think it's early days, but a much needed set of activities.
Thank you. How are we doing? I'm hungry for information from you, so I'll keep... Bashir? Any comment from... he's not even minding me. Pierre, I see you are here. Yes, you have to tell me something.
Hello, you convinced me. This is Christopher Mondini from the ICANN staff. I just want to pass along a couple of threads of interest that I heard primarily in various ALAC gatherings, the North America, and also the general sessions that we had with them. And I haven't heard it called out specifically, but you asked earlier about groups to be interested in targeting or involving or reaching out to. And the groups that were cited were the disabled or differently abled populations. And this relates also, you know, more broadly speaking, to accessibility issues for those diverse groups of stakeholders. And then that leads me to a second related point, which is I know there are, I think as Nora was saying, other organizations, other initiatives, and I think the approach should be to look, gather the threads of effort, look for best practice, look for easy ways to partner, amplify support, the work in these areas. But accessibility issues and the involvement of the disabled, both in bringing them into our ICANN processes and then also resulting in outputs that may enhance their user experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Pierre.
Hey, thank you. Pierre D'Angino, VP for Africa. I wanted to actually add to what Mari was saying concerning the how we do engage with the business, especially when we are developing the strategies. As far as Africa is concerned, of course. Sorry? Closer. Oh, sorry. So, might be afraid of this mic anyway. Thank you. No, I was saying that, well, I just wanted to briefly reflect on what Marin was saying concerning the regional strategies and then also how we do engage with the business, you know, sector. Because right now in Africa, we do have a strategy document. We are rolling out this strategy. And we sought to engage with the business sector, actually. But one of the issues we are facing is, who is that business sector, especially in Africa? Are you talking about the ICT business sector, or is it the business sector, you know, at large? So that's also an issue for us. And even within ICANN, some of the people we were talking with, okay, either they are just individual doing their own business, they are not in any associations. So how you really engage with those? I mean, this is also an issue, and I think we should all think about it. To Nora's question, I will say that there won't be any, I mean, one size fitting all of us, you know. I also would like to remind that the strategy thing, the regional strategy thing came as kind of ad hoc thing. I think the idea was to respond to some of the needs, especially that has been expressed by Africa, which is in terms of the level of participation within ICANN, which is not what we will be expecting. So that strategy was out there to help solve that thing. It was an ad hoc thing. Now, how do we make all of this sort of, you know, institutional thing, you know, that's something we need to look after, and maybe your committee will work on that. The other thing I was, I was not at the beginning because I was another session. In terms of the groups, you know, the target groups, there were questions this week about what, for instance, ICANN is doing vis-a-vis the handicapped, you know, people, you know, disadvantaged people. How you go by what can ICANN really do, and is even this in the remit of ICANN or not? But maybe something we should also be including in your groups. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more input? I have space for one or two comments or questions. Raimundo, tell me something.
Raimundo Becca, former ICANN board member and also founder of LACNIC. And I will speak about regionalization. In the long Tunis agenda, the one resolution I prefer is number 38, which says that he has to be privileged in the management of the internet resources, the regionalization. And this is not the. It's not a coincidence that this happened and it was recognized by that, because the power of the RIR's system was recognized in the recognition, so it was a recognition to that, and to some extent ICANN has failed in taking profit of that resolution. We know that that many governments that signed this resolution didn't know what they were signing, but they signed it and it's there. And the issue that the distance between governments and registrants or users of the internet is so far, because the governments are always looking at the local place, and the internet is global or is regional, so the potentiality of taking profit of that is enormous, and I think that the experience and in fact ICANN has very strong regional organizations. RALOS are strong, RIRs are strong. The regional associations like AFRINIC, what's the name of the the regional organization of country codes, they are very strong in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, and in Asia Pacific, and they have been very, very contributed to have the what is very strong for ICANN is the legitimacy. Because governments are so far from being able to be global, and that is a very strong issue that ICANN has to use. Okay.
Thank you very much. I think we are almost at the end, but I'd like to find out if my colleagues on the phone may have a comment or two. Tim, are you still there? Closing remarks. Naveen? Sumitra? Okay. Raul?
Just a quick comment on the future work. I'm really excited to be part of this panel. Looking forward to delivering the goods and getting your input into account. So thank you.
Yes, we have one final comment from the Adobe Connect room. So Ben Fuller says, to speak to the previous speaker from Africa, I'm assuming Pierre, it is sometimes necessary to create the infrastructure yourself. In Namibia, we established a legitimate and legally sanctioned industry association. This has the potential to use as a platform for getting both individuals and businesses participating in ICANN activities. The point is to start.
Thank you. And last comment from Bob.
Yes, I was just going to say that I think it's been very good hearing feedback, you know, from you. That I think it will help us do our job a lot better. Thank you.
Well, on my behalf, I thank you very much for sharing with us these opportunities, and we'll develop them and come back to you as we progress on this effort. Thank you very much.